Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Hey, yo.
Yo!
How's everybody doing? Good?
Never better, man.
Well,
how are
great.
You?
It's a Monday. Here we are. My name is Laszlo. That's Slim Fast Snow Cone. And you can, text us?
Yeah, you can text us.
913-586-7965. 913-586-7965. Correct?
That's it.
There you go.
How was your weekend?
Not bad.
Did you do anything?
Not really. I had the boys, but yeah, I went to the Royals game Sunday, watched the you go to watch the Dodgers, and then the Royals play great, man. The pitcher was on fire.
It's a win-win.
Yeah, the night before, the Dodgers just scored 700 runs, and the Royals had to have Nicky Lopez pitch, and you're like, oh, that's what I wanted. Then I get there, and Brady Singer pitches five shutout innings or something. But
so it's August. This is the middle of August.
It's hot out there, by the way.
Yeah, very hot, and also doesn't this mean that you have some idea of who's going to be in the playoffs this year now?
We're getting close.
Who's great? I've paid so little attention to baseball this year. I can't watch it. I don't have a way to watch it at
home. The Dodgers, the Yankees, the Mets.
Yeah. And there's any of those underdog teams?
San Diego, but Tatis got busted, so he's out. He took performance-enhancing drugs that he said was for ringworm, so
I did not hear this story at all. Hold on. He took it before. Oh, well, yeah. If you get a fungal infection, they give you a steroid, right?
That's what he said.
Yeah, what happens when, because there are certain things
they said you should have told, you got to tell.
What do they call it? Cortisone, right? We've all had cortisone
shots.
He
had a
shots.
Name for it.
Okay.
But it was for ringworm, he said, and then, I don't know. Major League Baseball is the rules.
I'd never thought of that because there are certain things where if you go to the doctor, they say, yeah, we're just going to give you this steroid. And they say steroid, but you don't think of anabolic steroids.
Right.
But, and by the way, again, we've talked about this over the years, but the whole performance enhancing drug thing, let's be a little clearer and let's be a little clearer on what everyone else in the world is doing. Who all is using performance enhancing drugs and why are athletes the one that we care most about not using them?
Right.
But whatever.
I knocked down your Zoom, Snow Cone. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
No worries.
Someone came in here earlier and said, oh, wow.
Vegas, what's up?
What's going on here?
Send me a bottle of clear booze.
Yeah, remember the text line?
I mean,
line?
It's brown liquor, but it doesn't have a name on it. It just says it's from somebody in Vegas, and it says this is what came. It's a bag. It's a plastic bottle, like a fifth.
Yeah, but it's just unlabeled.
Unlabeled, and it says just a warning. It's kind of strong. Have chaser ready.
I don't know, man. I mean, I trust him. If he's going to take the time to pour it in a plastic bottle, it's the guy that texted, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, well.
So, I mean, did he say that he makes his own?
Yeah,
did he, right? So, I don't know how hard that is to make your own whiskey at home, but, our ancestors were doing it, so I'm sure there's ways. If someone made their own craft beer at home and said, hey, try this, you'd taste it. You'd taste it. I'm not saying you'd run out and buy it or say, give me a whole keg of it, but come
if
on,
a bottle Lazo. Came filled with beer in the mail and just said, hey, I made this myself, try it, I may be like, oh, boy.
Well, the other thing is that box that it was in was sitting in front of your door, and I thought that's the most suspicious looking package. It was all really, beat up and banged really up, and I honestly walked by it like four times, like, I'm not opening that. Of course, Snow Cone walks in, first thing he does, like, what's this? And I like ran away from him, like, dude, open that in the other room.
Right.
And he opens it up, and then, you know, it's a very nice person from Vegas who sent us this stuff, and there was a couple things in there, and that was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, that was it.
You know, he says he makes his own. I'm sure he takes pride in what he does.
I'm sure.
And you're a connoisseur of the finer liquors, right?
Yes, I am.
That other thing he said.
Let's be honest. If this office or this studio, whatever the hell it is, if it weren't already filled with booze, and that was the only booze in here, mm-hmm. it would be opened
well,
already,
I'm still
right?
thinking like, about okay, it. Okay. I am. But if I do it, I want... all right, this is what we're going to do.
Let's do a poll.
No, we're going to have Snow Cone take a shot first.
I knew that's what it was coming down to.
Yeah, look, you got to test it for the king.
I'm the king's royal taster.
Yes. Make sure it's not poison or anything, right?
Man. I knew it was going to be that. I knew
job security. You got my old job. That is job security.
I'm going to pour you a little bit. You taste
just
it.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, enough that if it had poison in it, it would kill you, like a shot.
Okay, no, not a full shot.
And no, full shot.
Maybe it'll get me sick. Not killed.
Also, post a picture of it. I'm curious how many people would drink it. If it arrived in a package, you know, with a brief note that said, I make this myself, and no letter on it, you know who it was, would you drink it? It looks like whiskey. It's brown.
Does it smell like whiskey?
Yeah.
It's got a fire thing on the top of it.
Okay.
I love that this guy just throws this
come
in a
on
box
in here
and
do
ships
it.
It.
I am. One second.
Some people are just a lot braver when it comes to breaking the rules. I mean, there are obviously a lot of rules that I've broken over the years, but I mean, it's
sometimes
just
go
like
back and
throwing
find that
stuff
text
in a box
so we know
and
who to get
a
hold
it.
Of if I die.
How am I going to go back and find that
just
text now?
Find it.
Do you know how many hundreds of thousands of texts we get every
right.
hour?
Yes.
Jesus, that would take days and days and days to scroll through. Just come in here and taste it. He's going to taste it. How are you going to know if it's good or not? Because it's Snow Cone. I mean,
well, I'm not worried about if it's good or not.
I mean, like
it.
If it's going to hurt.
It's one shot. You'll be fine.
Give it a sniff. What could it possibly be? I mean,
here, finish that.
I did see that video of that guy with the cloudy liquid at court.
Here, finish that.
Oh, God, strong.
He said, have a chaser. Drink your Dr. Pepper.
And finish that real quick.
I took half of it. Just give me a second, okay?
Does it taste like 151 or
the
something?
The initial taste is like just pure whiskey. It's fine.
Okay.
It's an aftertaste that's like you just drank rubbing alcohol.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, try it. Finish that. Just
I will.
Okay, I'm just saying. My God, it's a little shot.
Snow Cone's taking... You can't take sips
come
of
back,
a shot.
Come back, finish that right there. You'll be fine.
If you're going to start it, I hate to say it, man, but I'm with Lazo on this one. You can't take sips of a shot.
Yeah,
that's as
just
bad
finish
as it
that,
gets.
And then I'll wait 15 minutes, and if you're okay, then I'll do it.
Oh, God, it's strong.
Well, he said it was strong.
He said to have a chaser ready.
Yeah, he said, just a warning, it's kind of strong.
Oh, it's kind of strong, all
right. Well, he seems to be okay. Yeah, I'd give him at least, what'd you say, 15 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Give him 15 minutes, and if he's fine.
Then I'll do it.
Or you could just drink some of this other stuff that's, you know, labeled and well-known and sitting all over the counter here.
I mean, there's that, too.
What?
Well, I want to see how
it goes. Yeah, you know what? You have Maker's Mark in there, too, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I got Maker's Mark. It's got a label on it.
And also,
can I try that?
The same person who sent the whiskey sent something I can't discuss.
Yeah.
But what an operation. I mean,
this
guy's
running. The sealed can.
How did they come up with this stuff?
I don't know.
They, you know, people are so clever.
Because it's not one of those fake,
it's not the one you buy at a head shop and you hide stuff in.
It was an actual sealed can.
Oh, I didn't even know this.
What?
Whoever brought us the whiskey, I didn't see this in the bottom.
What do they got there?
They brought me a Jim Harbaugh.
Whoa, like a Topps football
card?
That's cool. Look at that. Very nice. I'm glad you found it. Now we don't even remember who brought that, though, right?
Thank you.
The note got separated. Well,
that's
Texas,
awesome.
We appreciate it. And if you are the person...
Jim Harbaugh, when he played with the Ravens. I don't even remember him playing with the Ravens.
Well, there you go. You can retire now. Look that up and see what it's worth. Think it's worth anything?
Man.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You should email him and have him sign it for you. I guess since you're friends, it'd be kind of weird. Like, hey, can I have your autograph? Kind of makes you feel like less of a friend.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to give this 15 minutes. We'll see what happens with
Snow Cone.
And
we'll be back.
The Church of Laszlo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.